It is. You know, it's been tremendous what we've been able to accomplish thus far. Obviously, it's 2-1. But, you know, I think that this team is smart enough to know that Phoenix isn't going to lie down on Wednesday. And, you know, we're going to get back to work tomorrow, point out what we could do better, you know, and just be prepared, be ready for anything. But just come with a lot of energy on Wednesday. And, you know, hopefully we can correct some things and, you know, be ready. And hopefully the fans will be ready on Wednesday.
This whole game, the fourth quarter seemed like it, from the very start of the fourth, every possession was huge. This critical situation after critical situation.
You know, I talked to the team before the playoffs started. And I said, you know, you don't understand if you haven't been in the playoffs before. If you have, you understand what I'm talking about. Every possession is crucial. Every possession is golden opportunity. And, you know, I think, like you said, in the fourth quarter, you could see just how methodical and strategically what teams were doing and how important it is to execute in the end. You know, I think that the fourth quarter, obviously, it's magnified. But I feel like the entire game is magnified in the playoffs. So I'm just proud of the way everybody played and contributed. And, you know, just couldn't be happier to be in this moment right now.
How many hard hits and fouls can you take? You got the headbutt in the chest the other day.
I can take a little bit more. I am getting a little older, but I can take a little bit more. I mean, it's the finals. It's physical. You know, Phoenix is, you know, a previous WNBA champion, so they're not going to go away easy. And, you know, but I think that it's just the nature of the game. It's basketball. It's physical sports. So, you know, everybody will get some rest, get some ice, and be ready on Wednesday.
Describe how you guys buckled down in the last couple of possessions.
Well, I think, you know, our identity is on the defensive end, and I think, you know, a lot of people leading up to the series, it was offense versus defense. I think that we've shown that we can play some offense, but there at the end, you know, our go-to thing was our defense, and I can't say enough about how we just stood together, stuck together, stayed on a string, and were there for one another at the end on, you know, every crucial possession.
I guess Wednesday would be the moment you came home for, right?
Wednesday would be that moment. I thought, you know, tonight was a really big game for me personally. You know, if not the biggest, but obviously Wednesday is going to be the pinnacle, like the little grail, the holy grail. So, you know, I'm going to stay relaxed, though. You know, my personality is to keep it light, keep it fun, and, you know, continue to do the things that I've been doing all season and, you know, just be ready to go on Wednesday.
How about the atmosphere here tonight?
It was amazing. You know, I don't know how much more intense and loud the fans can be, but they were tremendous. I just cannot say enough about the amount of support that we've gained this entire season and, you know, our 10 years being here. And it was just so awesome to look up and to see all those people in the stands up above and in the rafters everywhere, and just the amount of support and the energy that they give to us was just incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.